Historically, SIU's distinguishing characteristic has been its diversity, and that diversity is the institution's strength, according to Interim Chancellor John Dunn. Here's what he had to say at a recent campus conversation shortly after the spring semester began.
All of us, and particularly our students, and when you come from a small town like Pinckneyville, all of our students need to know that intellect, creativity, talent, brilliance is everywhere in the world. And we can benefit from that. Custom, culture, and language, just an understanding of the peoples of the world. It is about humanity.
But today, some are questioning the university's commitment to diversity, as funding for student support programs has dried up and left some students academically disadvantaged. Interim SIU President Kevin Dorsey says for the university to maintain its commitment to diversity, the campus culture needs to be welcoming. And he says this is an inherent problem for the university.
Who's comfortable in this environment? I mean, if it's not comfortable for the local rural kid, and it's not comfortable for the urban African-American kid, and it's not comfortable for the student from India or China, you know, we've set ourselves up for a perfect storm here. We're trying to be all things to all people, and we're nothing to everybody. And that's a problem.
Dorsey says a potential solution to the lack of belonging students feel is for the students to see increased representation of themselves. But Interim Provost of Academic Affairs, Mira Kamaraju, says the university is not in a position to pick and choose what type of students they want to enroll.
You know, we can't afford to just sort of only prioritize some. We're going to reach out to all students. But at the same time, we're also going to consciously make all students feel welcome. Like if students are hesitant to come here saying, oh, I don't know if I'll be comfortable here, we're going to do our best.
Kamaraju says she's optimistic for the future and believes the university will continue to be committed to diversity. But she hasn't always felt that way. For the past few years, she says she's felt as if the university was stuck somewhere.
And it's like a dark kind of like cloud over us. Somehow I feel like now the sun is shining. At least you're seeing a clearing, mm-hmm. And you're going to go forward with our best foot forward.
Kamaraju says there's work behind the scenes with department heads to generate more interaction between faculty members and students. Some efforts being discussed are faculty members going into residence or dining halls to meet students and engage with them outside of the classroom. As Kamaraju works with faculty members and fellow administrators to enhance student support, she says students are her first priority.
Because we would not be here if not for our students. In my mind, there's like zero doubt about it.
In order to put students first, Dunn says SIU's commitment to diversity needs to be maintained. Here's a dialogue between Dunn and student trustee Breon Lockett at a recent campus conversation.
Unless students start to see individuals that are more reflective or representative of them, it's not always the most welcome.
Right.
Okay.
There isn't a single monolithic solution when committing to diversity at a higher education institution. In fact, from what students, faculty, and administration have expressed, there's numerous decisions and actions that either fulfill or neglect the university's commitment to diversity. And Dorsey says that's why he needs students and faculty members to express their voices and ideas about how SIU can continually improve for the students. I'm Amelia Blakely, and this is WSIU In Focus.